don't know. Can't take it. There are too many of them. Mm-hmm. I really don't remember.
What church did your parents belong to?
My parents were Roman Catholics.
Uh-huh. Well, then, were you raised in the Roman Catholic Church?
Yes. Yes.
And when did you?
1923.
Uh-huh. And what?
I had a born-again experience.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it in the Roman Catholic Church. And I knew that I was lost. And that happened on the train when I was coming back from Waycross. I was despondent, perplexed. And this little minister or layman, I don't know who it was, came to me. I was crying. And he asked me what my trouble was, and I told him. And he started talking to me about giving my heart to the Lord, and the Lord would show me the way. And so I thought he was crazy, because I told him I was saved. I was a Roman Catholic. He said, well, that's something the church can't do. The church can't save you. So I come on and got, that's when I went to the Bell Telephone Company. Got my job in the Manger Hotel. I forgot to tell you about that. It was a 6-foot operator in the Savannah Hotel then. It's not the Manger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living it on in a rooming house. And I got to thinking about what he had said to me. Now, you're not going to put all this down, are you?
Yeah, I'm interested in it.
So I said that I was just about to lose my mind, because I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't know which way to turn. So I went downstairs in the basement to a lady that was down there, and I asked her if she could tell me what was the matter with me. Was I losing my mind? And she said, well, explain it to me, and I'll tell you. And I told her, she said, you're just under conviction. I said, well, what is conviction? She said, the Lord is trying to deal with you to give your heart and life to Him. And then she suggested sending for her little pastor, which was Reverend Gibson. And I did. And so he expounded to me the way of salvation in a very simple way, and from that on I was saved.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very interesting. And then it was after that that you did your missionary work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you live over there? Where did you say it was? I can't remember.
Oh, it was a state street between, they'd all torn down there.
Uh-huh.
It was next door to the, it was an ice cream cone on the state and Barnet, right around the corner on Barnet Street.
Uh-huh.
It's a parking lot now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. Then, let's see, you said you went to, was it Northwest Georgia where you did your missionary work?
Well,
out in the country?
No, it's right up here in the country. You know where Black Creek is?
Uh-uh.
You don't know where Ellabelle, Georgia is?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Linnea?
Yeah.
Pembroke? Claxton? Yeah. Up in there.
Mm-hmm. So that's really still in this vicinity, isn't it? Uh-huh. Well, that really is very interesting. Okay, I think I lost my place now. Okay, I better turn this off until I can. Let's see, did I ask you for the name of the thing where boats stop and where freight is unloaded?
No.
Well, what would you call that?
Well.
Okay. Now, would you name some different kinds of roads, depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Uh-huh.
Concrete.
Okay. And what are some other surfaces?
Asphalt.
Can you think of any others?
Dirt.
Okay. And any others? What do you call the sticky black stuff that people put on roads sometimes and